Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for your Mandalorian recap.
Chewie, we're home.
With the Grand Moff Tarkin of Boston meteorologists, Jeremy Reiner.
I am the father.
Yo, R2-D2 is a bitch.
Oh, yeah. So, we're two episodes into The Mandalorian, and so there might be some spoiler alerts here, but if you haven't, you know, it's Wednesday. You should have been watching. Seriously, right, Mr. Reiner?
Yeah. It's Mandalorian Wednesday.
It is. It's Mandalorian Wednesday. That just flows, really.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
you know what?
That's what I do over here.
I know. You are chief meteorologist at Channel 7. You know, I don't want to talk to you about the crappy weather. I know you're just the messenger.
Oh, dude, it's terrible.
But we're going to see some sun tomorrow, though, right?
It is, yeah. We got a storm that's offshore and just kind of, remember as a kid that toy, the sit and spin?
Yes, I do.
That. So yeah. That's what a storm has essentially done this week. It's hopped on the sit and spin. It's just kind of sitting east of New England, just pinwheeling moisture in. It moves out of here tonight, and so we'll get back into the sunshine for tomorrow. So that's the good news there.
Great. I'm being sat on and spun on by a, by a weather system.
Yes.
Well, sir,
my gift to you.
You know, first of all, I tweeted out that we're going to be talking to you, and I hashtag Star Wars, and much to my dismay, when you hashtag Star Wars on Twitter, they give you a little emoji of two lightsabers crossed.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of nerdy.
What do they do that? Do they do that for Trek? Does Trek even trend?
No,
I don't even know.
No, Trek, they don't do that for Trek because Star Wars is fantasy and Star Trek is reality. But let's talk Mandalorian because it's really getting good. We're two episodes in. Everybody knows about Baby Yoda now, so we can talk about it. It's not really Yoda though. We should clarify that.
No, it's not. A lot of folks thought it was, and
right.
You know, and to their defense, you know, the timeline it jumps all over. Like you know, these movies come out, and it's like, well, is this Clone Wars? Is this is this the new batch of movies that are out after Episode 6? So it's understandable how it could be confusing. But yeah, this takes place 5 years after Return of the Jedi, which is when Yoda passed away.
Right. So this is after the rebellion supposedly wins. There's the power vacuum going on. There's chaos amongst people in the galaxy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Wild West out there. And we talked about this last week. The Mandalorian is kind of like that Clint Eastwood character, the man with no name.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm loving it. You know, the first two episodes have, you know, blown the doors off of, you know, the Star Wars franchise. And it's, you know, I don't know what, so in episode, you know, two here, if we say, you know, with the Jawas.
Yeah.
I think I missed a point. Are they on Tatooine or can Jawas and their crawlers be everywhere?
I'm guessing they're on Tatooine because I would imagine that's the only place the Jawas would be. Although I've never seen Jawas in kind of an interplanetary vehicle. Shut up, Josh. Stop laughing at me.
I feel like you guys are making up words right now.
No, we're not. Shut up. This is serious business. All right.
I'm out.
So, yeah, they must be on Tatooine and, but the Jawa fight, the Mandalorian's kind of like all those little cool parts of Star Wars that I think got overlooked. And so Jon Favreau like put them all in this series because I always want to see the Jawas battle. They're tough little bastards. And and the Mandalorian like swinging off their giant vehicle and stuff like that. And
it was good. You know, it was like a runaway horse and he's holding on for dear life as they slowly try to get away from him.
They're throwing space junk on him.
Parts.
Yeah. I love seeing him. I love seeing him pull like a 4-foot Jawa out of a little porthole and just whipping him to the ground, like 50 feet to the ground. That was a lot of fun.
He's just vaporizing him with his laser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to talk about Baby Yoda, though. Everybody's, you know, wondering, and I am too. At any point, you would know way more than me. At any point, did we find out the name of the species that Yoda is?
No, because you know what? It's funny because I actually had to go to this. I don't know if you're familiar, but they've got a website called Wikipedia.
I am familiar with it. Yeah.
So I had to jump back onto that because someone was asking me about this, and I said, "Oh, I forgot his species, but I'll go look it up." And I forgot that it's not much is known about his species. So we don't really know where he's, you know, what a Yoda type
thing.
Person or,
yeah,
or
what
thing
it is
from his home yeah. planet, what they're capable of. You know, they live a long life because Yoda did. So.
Yeah. Well, this one's 50 and it's just a baby. But
yeah, it's funny because in the first episode they're like, "Oh, you should have no problem taking him out because he's 50 years old."
Yeah. Right.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
What is that?
Ball.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah. Obviously they're born with the Force inside of them already, so yeah. they're a very strong species. Josh,
what does that mean?
Stop laughing at us.
I can't. It sounds made up.
You know, I took that from the football players at Natick High School. I won't take that from you, sir.
Yeah, I got yeah. kicked out of a chess club. So.
Yeah, all right, right.
These are
see?
My people.
Yeah, that you know, that's serious cred getting kicked out of a chess club.
It is.
Right there. You get some street cred. Yeah, I mean, right. everything about this is, to me, like you said, it's probably better than those three prequel movies. I mean, it's just they do such a good job with it.
I'm a fanboy. I have to defend episodes 1, 2, and 3. But, you know, after Rogue One and now Mandalorian, it's like, boy, it's getting tough to defend those prequels.
Now, there's a great scene where the Mandalorian has to get the parts from his ship that the Jawas stripped from it, and he has to trade, so he has nothing really to trade, so he has to go and find the egg of this giant rhino creature, right?
Yeah.
So he gets that egg.
Rhino creature, I think that rhino creature wasn't a similar monster in Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I don't.
That. So at the end of Episode 2, where you got Obi-Wan and Padme and Anakin, they're all kind of chained up on these pillars, and they're about to be destroyed by...
Oh, was that the same thing?
Well, I don't know if it's the exact same creature, but I think it's, you know, the same species.
Josh, if you don't stop laughing...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Seriously, man, this is starting to really get on my nerves. Let's talk about the egg. They wanted the egg from this creature in exchange for all of the Mandalorian's ship parts.
This sounds like a weird dream you had.
Josh... The adults are talking.
Okay.
And so they cut it open, and they look like they worship this egg. My theory is this is their peyote. This is Jawa peyote, the yolk of that egg. And then they start like getting creepy and weird, and they start celebrating, and all of a sudden it's like a Gronk cruise on Tatooine.
It's like, you know, eggnog at the holiday party.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Too much. Yeah. Too much of that stuff.
Well, what do you think? Do you think he's going to turn over Baby Yoda?
Well, I think he's going to have to, because I think, you know, isn't that, he's just a mercenary, right?
He is a mercenary, and he needs that particular...
Unless he's going to have other outside forces try to, you know, dissuade him from that decision. And he needs his money.
He needs credit. It's not just that money, it's that particular steel that they make his from his tribe that they make the armor out of and stuff, so...
That's something that must be in some of the backlore stuff I'm not familiar with, because I caught that in episode 1, too, where, you know... His people are longing for that steel to return to their people. So, the Empire's had it forever, right?
I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to turn them over with a plan to rescue Baby Yoda and still take the steel. No, that's what I'm calling that. How many episodes do we have? Is it 6?
We got 8.
8.
Woo!
8. But it's killing me. This weekly thing. This weekly thing's killing me. I'm not used to it. You know,
I'm not used to
binging it all.
I think they're just afraid of people dropping the service if they were to binge watch them.
I'm telling you right now, I really haven't watched anything else on Disney Plus. Although I'm a huge Marvel fan, so I'll get to those eventually. But
well, dude, so here's my newest thing. So I know I missed the boat on the Marvel movies, but that's been my project. I'm going through now, and I'm watching the Marvel movies in their phases. Because I had a friend of mine say, "This is how you should watch them. You should watch them in their phase release."
Oh, that's
so. I just watched Captain America: First Avenger.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my God,
loved it,
dude. Let's have a Marvel party.
So next up,
I'll dress up.
Should I watch Hulk or should I watch Thor?
Oh, you should watch Thor.
Okay.
Definitely watch Thor. Yeah.
And then Hulk?
Well, are we talking about that first Hulk movie that Ang Lee did?
The very first one.
You know what? I wouldn't even watch that.
All right.
Yeah. Don't even watch that. I mean,
I'm all in phase 1. I've seen Iron Man 1 and 2, and now I've seen, you know, Captain America: First Avenger.
Yeah. I'm very excited about
that. And then after that, we're going to do the Avengers movie, which I saw when that dropped.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't forget the Iron
Man.
It's good.
I love it.
Yeah, awesome.
It's good.
All right, Jeremy Reiner, the Grand Moff Tarkin of Boston Meteorologist, thank you very much for your Star Wars expertise and doing our Wednesday Mandalorian recap here.
Mandalorian Wednesdays.
Yeah. Mandalorian Wednesday. All right, man. Next week, we'll nerd out some more.
Sounds good, dude.
All right, thanks, man. Jeremy Reiner right there. He is the man. If you want to get the weather, he's on Channel 7. He's on right now. He's on later tonight also. And I know, Josh. I know.
Hey, next week, can we like recap Spaceballs or something so I'm not so left out, you know?
You know,
talk about when they're walking through the desert.
It's not my fault you grew up on some kind of Amish cult farm.
The Schwartz.
Okay, whatever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.